This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live and on location, folks in Steel, North Dakota today, a two-day event celebrating growth for Steel, North Dakota, and convenience for folks around this part of the world that are interested in some of the great equipment they have auctioned off right here, and they'll do that tomorrow. We were out here at Steel for the Pipers Auction Center of North America first sale, if you remember. This is the grand opening of their new auction center of North America. It is a beautiful facility and allows you to check out some of this equipment that's up for auction and then come inside in the comfort of home, basically. Enjoy some refreshments and nice and cool and, you know, take in the auction on the big screen. So it's a nice way to go. They have an auction tomorrow at 10 a.m. here. Kevin Pike will be here in a few minutes. We'll tell you about that coming up on What's on Your Mind. So it should be fun. All right, let's crank up another hour of the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can also call a local, easy number to remember. That's 258-0550, 258-0550 on the What's on Your Mind, if you'd like to phone us up. And text me today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off on a little holiday through Wednesday, so you can text me and me alone today, 701-367-2054. Lynn Helms will be here from the Department of Mineral Resources to talk about the latest numbers in oil and gas production. Always good to catch up with Lynn. That'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. As I mentioned, Kevin Pike will be back here in a few minutes as well, and we'll chat with Kevin, and we invite you to stop on by the open house that goes until 5:30 this afternoon for free food, drinks, and tours of the new facility. Anytime, come on by. Pipers Auction Center of North America. And then tomorrow they have an auction as well at 10. As I mentioned, Kevin will tell us about that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And if you have a loved one that's looking for a job, Killdeer, Williston locations of the Polar Service Center are two places where they have jobs. Up to $32 an hour is what they pay. Full benefits. They have a really good benefits package. Really good. And right now they're looking for certified welders, diesel mechanics, sandblasters, and wash rack attendants in their Killdeer location, and certified welders in Williston. They do train you, okay? So you can do that. If you have a tanker trailer experience, that's fantastic. That'll move you up the ladder quicker, but there is a training available too. And as I mentioned, up to $32 an hour and great benefits. Call Maria if you're interested in taking advantage of all that that good compensation and the benefits and 401k with the match and everything else. Call her right now and get into the queue. It's 612-214-8781. That's 612-214-8781. Okay? That is a the telephone number for you to call. Another hour of the program. Talk about anything on your mind. The big question today has been, what's the most important thing on your mind? Because we know it's not Russia for anybody that's normal. You're not consumed with this Russia story unless you are a Trump-hating, hopeless, unhappy liberal. You know, running around saying, oh, good, 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 good. I hope this person isn't in that category, but I just got a text from a listener and said, Scott, to say that the Russia story is absolutely nothing is an absolute lie. You're lying through your teeth. Oh, my. And it's a betrayal of all things Americans to say such a lie. This is how they go. This is how they roll. Russia sought to manipulate our election. Okay, well, Russia sought to manipulate the election of Barack Obama, too. And he won, so is he a criminal? Now I'm asking the questions rather than reading the text. Russia attempting to manipulate our election is not anything new. Other countries do it, too. The point is this. We know they did not change a vote. They did not change the outcome of an election in any state in the country. We know that much. So they attempted, yes, and they would have attempted with a Hillary win or a Donald Trump win. Look, Hillary was the reset button lady. If anybody had the warmer rhetoric towards Russia, it would have been Hillary Clinton. Just get your head out of the mainstream media in all this garbage. If you're wrapped around your axle believing Russia is, you know, struck up some alliance with Donald Trump and they're about to take down the United States, you are staying awake at night for all the wrong reasons. Let me go back to the text. Admittedly, it was in the direction that you desired, the election of Donald Trump, but that does not make it correct. It is a betrayal. This is signed Mr. Happy. Okay, Mr. Happy. Appreciate that call. But again, as I say, you're correct. First of all, you're incorrect in suggesting that I was saying that the... I'm talking about the meeting. The meeting is a nothing burger, okay? And the Russia story, because it's been a nothing burger, in other words, everything alleged didn't happen, turns into now the meeting's a big deal. So anything that comes down the pike that has anything to do with Russia, McDonald's opens up a store in Russia. See? There's collusion. You know, I mean, it's crazy. The media is consumed with it. That's what's the nothing burger in my mind. Let's see. Texter says, this is important stuff, and I'll bet Kevin Piper knows all about this. Make sure to go to the grocery store and steal and get their house-made beef jerky. It's fantastic. Is that an accurate statement? This is from a listener.
That I don't know, but I'll take them up on it. I think I'll do that.
You and I have talked to the coffee cup travel stop owner before next door here, and we know that he knows how to run a good travel plaza. That's your neighbor here on the other side, right?
He's fantastic. He does a great job over there. Yeah, they got pretty much everything you need.
Good.
That's for sure.
Good stuff, yeah. But I take it this is the grocery store. All right, so house-made beef jerky is fantastic. I much appreciate the text, which, by the way, is from a Minnesota listener. So that's not bad. Last one, and then we'll talk to Kevin here about what's happening today. My opinion on homework. This comes from some of the calls and conversations last hour. I feel homework teaches discipline. When I was growing up, we always had homework. I had to manage my time to do homework and chores at home, says Karen. There again, that has to come from the teachers, though, right? And then the parents to make sure the homework's actually getting done as well. So, you know, good point. Brandon in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I did want to say real quick that this Russia thing is nonsense. Even Barack Obama tried to influence Israel's elections just a couple years ago and failed, so... That's, you know, it's a non-issue. But I did want to talk about the education, and that was a very good call. I thought that was a very good call you had earlier, but I think the education system is a symptom of a larger problem. Politicians on both sides have been turning the government into a cash cow that they can milk whenever they want to for decades now, Republicans and Democrats. And... you know, of course, the Democrats tend to control the higher education system, and they've basically lowered all the requirements and said, hey, anybody should get in, you know, let anybody into college, whether they're qualified to go or not. And the government, you know, and then now they're pushing for the government to pay for everybody to go to college and try to make it a right and everything. It's all part of that system where the government's, you know, not really a government, it's a cash cow. And, you know, well, I guess what we call the swamp. And I really think that you're not going to, you know, that actually goes back to a majority of our problems. And you're not going to remedy any of these problems, you know, on a long-term scale. And you're not going to drain the swamp until you actually fix the problem. And one of the biggest efforts to try and fix the real underlying problem right now is the Article 5 Convention of the States that's going on. They're trying to create a balanced budget amendment for the Constitution and limit, you know, both the budget and the taxes that the government can impose upon the people. And I think, you know, I think everybody needs to, on the state level, in every state, needs to get behind that effort and push for that. Because I really believe if we don't fix that, we never will. we never will drain the swamp. That's going to be the only way I can see right now to actually drain the swamp.
Great points, Brandon. Appreciate the call. And Washington's not going to fix it, so I'm with you on the article. Thanks a bunch. All right, Kevin Pfeiffer is here, and we have about 30 seconds before we take a break, so we'll do most of this after the break. But what's happening today and tomorrow?
Well, today we have the grand opening for Pfeiffer's Auction Center of North America here in Steele. We have an open house from 9 to 5:30, and our inaugural event tomorrow, the first ever official, I should say, live and broadcast on the Internet auction here at Pfeiffer's facility. Construction equipment, semis, all kinds of good stuff to sell tomorrow.
I just met a fellow from, I don't even remember the name of the town now, but he had a Make America Great hat on, came in for the open house,
yeah.
And he said, you know where that Scott Hennen is?
Hey,
that was a first.
Remind me, I got to tell you a Rudy Boswitz story about just right. Like that.
More with Kevin Pfeiffer coming up. We're in Steele today, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Road Warrior Week, starting out with a fun one in Steele, North Dakota, Pfeiffer's Auction Realty. The Auction Center of North America is on, brought to you in part by our friends at MBI Energy. By the way, they are hiring in all areas throughout the Bakken. So if you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. Comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, variety of work schedules and a team that's in it for the long haul. That's probably the best way to describe MBI Energy. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com. Call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview, 844-MBI-JOBS. They'll be at the Cook Fest, so we'll be there, too. And you can meet up with them there and talk jobs or anything else on your mind. Talk great barbecue, too. MBI Energy, one of our fine sponsors of our Cook Fest broadcast tomorrow, West Hope, Thursday, Medora, Weatherford, Go Wireline, ConocoPhillips, Fortis Energy, and Enerplus as well. Thank them for that very much today on the program. Telephone number is 258-0550. Anything on your mind? I'd give Kevin Piper a call and ask him how much he's going to sell that beautiful 53 green Chevy pickup for tomorrow. You probably don't know how much you're going to sell for that, do you?
Well, that's the beauty of an auction. We don't really know until auction day, but yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Single owner, him and his dad bought it when he was a kid, and they fully restored it. It is in awesome shape. It's probably in, I'd consider it almost mint condition.
It's 53.
53 Chevy pickup, yep.
And a sharp green color to it.
Yep, yeah. They did a really nice job in the restoration. That looks great.
One of the items that will be up for auction tomorrow is part of the kickoff to the brand new Auction Center of North America in beautiful Steele, North Dakota. So come on by and check it out. You're doing all kinds of farm machinery, tractors, trucks, some construction equipment. You got a big lineup tomorrow, right?
Big lineup of construction equipment. And probably one of the bigger lineup of semis we had in a long time. And these are actually, I call them farmer-friendly semis. These are those semis that maybe have 500,000 miles on them, 700,000 miles on them, but got a lot of life left in them. But they've been depreciated out by the over-the-road carrier, and now they can pick them up for a reasonable price. So if farmers are looking for a semi, well, this is a great auction sale to come to tomorrow. And we also have a trailer train out here. If somebody wants to buy a nice trailer for hauling grain with a pup behind it, and a lot of other really good items that we're selling tomorrow. It's going to be one of our better lineups here for midsummer auctions.
Pifers.com to check it out. And the best part of this new auction center, you can come in great comfort and bid right here.
Absolutely. You know, we got the air conditioner going today. You can feel it, can't you?
Yeah.
It's kind of hot and humid out here in Steele, but the air conditioner's on. It's 70 degrees inside here. And tomorrow during the auction, we'll be inside here. You can just grab a hamburger or a pork sandwich or whatever, grab a cup of coffee and sit down and enjoy the auction sale.
You're doing a lunch today, too, for your open house. It'll go till 5:30, huh?
Yep, 9 to 5:30 today. Just had a call from the Commissioner of Agriculture a little while ago. He was passing on through and wanted to wish us luck today. And we had a lot of folks that have been calling or stopping by. So it's going to be a great day here in Steele. And I do want to state, though, that the people of Steele have been great. The Mayor Ed Miller and the City Council have been unbelievable to work with. And, you know, you and I have been driving by Steele for, 30, 40 years or whatever. And, I've always wondered why there wasn't something else around here, because it's a great location. And the coffee cup, they proved, look at how well they've done, the big truck stop here, and almost like a little mini mall now. And, we've developed 40 acres here. We have 10 commercial lots that are also for sale right next to us. There's 18 to 20 residential lots for sale, too. We worked hand in hand with the city council to develop this. We put all the streets in and everything. And there's still a couple lots along Interstate right next to us that are for sale. So, again, it's a great spot, great visibility. Truckers like it because it's so easy to get in and out of here, too.
We had a listener earlier wanted to know more about the buyback program that you talked about earlier, where some folks right now are looking at selling land to raise some cash but have the ability to buy it back. Tell us about that program.
Well, there's a lot of people that are in agriculture right now that are experiencing, rather difficult times, especially when it comes to cash flow or capital needs. But, they don't want to shrink their land footprint because they need land to farm or ranch or whatever. And, we have in place now a program within our company where we're working with investors that want to come in and buy land. And if a farmer or a producer wants to sell this land but have the ability to either lease it back or buy it back or both, they can do that. And sometimes that's done at fair market value. Sometimes it's done at a discounted value. Because if it's done at a discounted value, then obviously the buyback will be even a little bit less for the farmer, the producers that's selling it. And then there's just an escalator clause in there, and it could be a percent. And I'll just throw out a hypothetical. The buyback could be 3% more than what you sold it to the investor for, or 5%, whatever's negotiated, and depending on what the original sale price was to that investor on the buyback. And the lease back could be at a, 3% return or 4 or 5% return or whatever it might be. But what it does is it gives the producer a couple things. Number one, it gives them immediate capital, an infusion of capital or cash so that they can continue with their operation. But it also then, secondly, gives them an opportunity to either lease it back or buy it back at a later date if things get better for them. So again, they still have, they still have that basic land footprint that they've always wanted. And they have it secured through a lease if they want it, but then they also have the ability to buy it back. And all those terms, the interest rate, the conditions of the escalator clause, and all those are all negotiable, depending on what we can work out for the seller and the buyer. And we work with very investor-friendly people that want to buy land in North Dakota and buy land out in this part of the country. So again, if anybody's interested, just give us a call. And we put together a number of those already this year. We did a number before spring planning. We're working on a number of them right now, and we think it's a great way for another option for producers to find some cash for a capital infusion.
About a minute left, but in addition to auctions, and we're at the Auction Center in North America, so we spend most of our time talking about that, but obviously you are doing land management as well, and you're just talking about that and real estate, so Pipers is more than auctions, right?
Absolutely. Our land management group, they are a very experienced group of land managers. They've been involved in production agriculture themselves their entire lives. That group now manages around 180 farms throughout a 4 or 5 state region, which compromises around 113,000 acres. They do a great job for the landowner. One thing we're finding out is the tenants, the farmers, actually kind of like it because now they're dealing with somebody that understands the market a little bit better. They fully understand that, the farm programs, the crop insurance things and that type of thing. And they want to deal with somebody that might have more of a pulse on the ground because a lot of our clients that own the land actually are absentee owners. They don't even live in North Dakota anymore. So it works out to be, I think, a win-win situation in many cases.
Give Kevin and the team a call at Pipers. They're online, too, pipers.com. Always call for that catalog, and we'll love our partnership with Pipers and letting you know what they're up to, and this is a great day for them. The Auction Center of North America, I know there's a field day for the Pioneer folks next door, so if you're coming out for that, you're right next door to us in Steele. Stop on by for, what are you serving today? You got some?
We got, actually, we're roasting a big pork, big hog today, so pork feed today, yep,
yeah.
Until 5:30, so feel free to come out. Everything's free. You got lots of refreshments, too.
Come on by. You won't miss it. Right along I-94, and it goes till 5:30 today for the free food, drinks, and get a tour of the facility, and then, of course, tomorrow, 10 a.m. is when the auction gets underway. Kevin, thanks for the time today. Been having a great time out here, as always.
Yep, thanks for being with us, Scott.
Take a break. Come back with more. Len Helms will join us from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We'll get an update on the latest numbers. He does that for us monthly to sort of crunch the numbers. What I love most about Len is he's got a pretty good pulse on where things are going, so we'll find out what he sees ahead of the curve, too, coming up on What's on Your Mind from Steele, North Dakota today. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another in our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, was asked what he would tell pipeline opponents about this project.
The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, it is a miracle for Western North Dakota to have the pipelines go in the ground. And to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is, the fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country, there's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was, 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed, is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Keep listening for more right here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Steele, North Dakota, our location today, Piper's Auction Center of North America. Big events today and tomorrow. Love to see you. I'll stay for part of the lunch hour today and hopefully meet a few folks that are streaming in here to Piper's. And I hope you come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock for the big auction. Should be a lot of fun. Call that came in off the air has a suggestion for us on tomorrow's caller of the day. I love this. Go ahead and roll that, Brad.
Good morning, Scott.
Yeah.
Your wound-up caller should be caller of the day. Thank you.
There you go. The wound-up caller was the caller earlier on education that kind of sparked our conversation about education. And incidentally, that's exactly what I was looking for when I asked that question today to say what's top of mind is a big worry. In other words, when we follow like sheep the media down this path of, oh, Russia's the big story. Let's talk about Russia. And you know, steer away from our gut. That's, you know, we're sheep. We're sheeple. You know, we all of a sudden lose our sense of compass and what we believe in. So if I can provoke a conversation that goes a little bit at odds with the prevailing winds, I love it. And I even love it when we have listeners suggesting what the call of the day ought to be. That's pretty good. We'll add that in the mix. We'll make that you know, a part of the process of deciding who wins, who loses. So stay tuned for that. Len Helms coming up here in just a moment. We're brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. UMary.edu is the place to find out about everything happening out there from the year-round campus, which is, I think, an incredibly innovative idea. I really did. In fact, I had a conversation with our daughter, who's going to Yale, by the way, about the University of Mary's year-round campus. And I said, okay, there's one way at Yale. And obviously, your debt will be a little higher, and but you'll have more opportunities, and there's no doubt about that. But over here, you can have your master's in just over the time it takes you to get your undergrad at Yale. You know what? She stopped to think about it, and every student would. What? I want to know. Tell me more about that. Well, do I go to school nonstop? No, there's breaks, just not as long, and breaks throughout the year. Kinds of things they're doing at the University of Mary. And, of course, they have classes going now in nursing now. They have this Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere. And classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time options, full-time options. You see what I'm talking about? University of Mary, an excellent education, excellent value, umary.edu/MSN. Check that out to apply today. All right, the head of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources is back with us, Lynn Helms. Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning, Scott. How about yourself? Did you enjoy Norway?
I did indeed, every second of it, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Yes, it's a great country to visit, isn't it?
Yes, you'll like one of the conversations I had with a young Norwegian at a store one day. She said, "Where are you from?" I said, "North Dakota." She said, "Oh, Dakota Access Pipeline." I said, "Yeah, I'm guessing. Since oil has contributed mightily to Norway's progress over the years, you must be a supporter of oil. You probably were a supporter of Dakota Access, too, right?" She turned green at that point, so just so you know, it didn't go well. We had a nice conversation actually. It wasn't too testy, but yeah, that's an important part of Norway's history too. They have a beautiful country largely built on oil, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they do, and social spending built on oil, and they are open-minded, and you can visit with them like you did with that young lady, and that's great.
It is indeed. Well, I'm looking forward to catching up on the latest numbers that we have available, which is May. Before we actually just crunch numbers, give me your headline. What do I need to know about this?
Well, our headline is that we're in a palindrome. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've got about 11 days on the calendar here where the date reads the same forward and backwards, and that's what we're seeing in terms of production and activity. We're kind of in a dead spot where we don't have enough people to man the frac crews, and so we're hanging there a little bit above 1 million barrels a day. We had a 1% drop April to May in production. We attribute that to road restrictions. You know, you're thinking back 2 months when things hadn't really totally thawed out yet, but gas production up 1%, all-time high. Number of wells up, all-time high. We're seeing a little bit of improvement in the price of West Texas crude because inventories are coming down. And so the plan that OPEC put together is working, and prices are improving slowly, more slowly than they thought. Same thing on the federal network, and we could talk about that in a minute, but let's talk about numbers. What do people think? Really, the numbers are changing very little at this point. We have 59 drilling rigs running. They're drilling wells faster than the frac crews can get to them. Tons of job openings out there. Any young person who wants a good career in the oil patch, I would encourage them to get out there and apply and get on one of those frac crews.
What do you make of that, Lynn? Because, what you just described on the price front is a sort of, stuck, right? I mean, it's in a place where, everybody wants it to be higher than it is. And in North Dakota, if you look at, April 39.86, today 35.25, May 37.85, June 34.72, in that sort of funk between, $35 and just shy of $40. Yet there's a ton of optimism. Is it because from where we've come from and where people just naturally see it going? What do you make of the fact that there is as many jobs, as much optimism, with prices sort of stuck?
Yeah, you're right, Scott. We're in a rut price-wise, but the optimism comes from, if you look at the EIA's numbers, you can see U.S. crude inventories coming down and headed well into that average territory. And that's going to result sometime late this year or early next year in some pretty significant price increases that should make it profitable to really get back to work in a serious way and should really be helpful to the bottom line of these companies that have survived the downturn. And another part of it is that it's a whole lot better than where we came from. But more than anything, people are watching those inventories and recognize that prices are going to improve out into next year, and activity will increase along with that. So they've already added the drilling rigs. They're frustrated that they can't get enough experienced people on the frac crews, but I guess we're just going to have to train them, hire them and train them, and that will take some time. So the optimism is there because crude inventories are coming down, and OPEC is maintaining discipline, and we should see better prices and a lot better profit margins next year.
Yeah, the real key on the employee front, in my mind, is finding people that recognize and see the future and understand this isn't highs and lows and booms and busts. This is an industry that's going to be here for a long time. And now that these communities have been, fortified with infrastructure and, amenities that have come and are needed to be able to handle this, these are great places to live. So it's a matter of people deciding that they want to plant some roots here and be part of this industry for a long time and build a prosperous future. And I think that isn't something that happens with a flash. It takes, moms and dads saying, hey, come take a look at this, and grandpas and aunts and uncles and friends and family and really all of us collectively, doesn't it, Lynn?
It certainly does, and I think you hit on it. North Dakota's marketing strategy this time doesn't need to be, high wages and tons of jobs, but more that the living environment, the environment for recreation and schools and housing in Western North Dakota is completely different than it was 10 years ago. And that we have a place for you to live. We have a place for you to recreate. We have a beautiful new school to educate your children. We want you to come here and become a North Dakotan. And I think we're starting, you know, that marketing campaign, and that will take time, but it will in time make a difference. And we'll see young people come to North Dakota and become North Dakotans and raise their families here. That's really what this is all about. I think one other thing I should touch on is Dakota Access has added a large measure of optimism because operators now know what it's going to cost them to put Bakken crude oil on the Gulf of Mexico at a very fair transportation cost. And it's going to make the Bakken far more competitive. And so we need to do everything we can to keep that pipeline up and running.
So explain that from the producer's standpoint. You have the oil. That's now one more tool in your arsenal, if you will, to say, okay, if I go there, here's what it's going to be, as you say, to get it to the Gulf of Mexico. You still have the other options that have popped up as the transportation difficulties were there. It's just options, right? It's more options to get the best price?
Yeah, it sure is. Well, if you think about adding an incremental 100 barrels of oil a day, that you're going to go out and, or let's use 1,000 barrels a day. We're going to add a new well to our inventory. Our options were pretty limited before Dakota Access. We could fight for access on one of the existing pipelines, or we could go to rail and spend significantly more to get to the East Coast or the West Coast. But now you can lock in somewhere between $5.50 and $7.50 a barrel and put that 1,000 barrels a day on the Gulf Coast where it can reach the East Coast by water. It can go through the Panama Canal and head across the Pacific, or it can feed one of the light sweet refineries sitting on the Gulf Coast, all for a very reasonable transportation cost.
Len Helms is with us from the Department of Mineral Resources. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome today on the program, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, locally 258-0550. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. What else is significant here that you want to pull out of the numbers, line by line?
Well, number-wise, there's not a great deal to talk about other than gas capture has hung in there, even though we have record production volumes. Industry has spent the money and continues to capture 90% of our gas, but we're losing ground on Fort Berthold, and we're pressuring Secretary Zinke to make some changes so that we can localize that right-of-way approval. We need to get that to a state or tribal level so that pipelines can be built and capture that natural gas on Fort Berthold. It's interesting, on all of the federal rules that we track, things have completely flipped to where previously it was North Dakota fighting against the federal government and the NGOs to prevent these overreaching rules. And all of those court cases have flipped now to where it's North Dakota on the same side as the federal government fighting against the environmental NGOs to get those rules rewritten so that they work for North Dakotans and for oil and gas production.
Very interesting. All right, short break. Bob in Grafton has a question. We'll get to you, Bob, after the break, and more with Len Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources with your questions or comments, so stay tuned for that. We are at Pipers Auction Center of North America today. And they are having an open house going until 5:30 this afternoon, so stop by for free food, drinks, tours of the facility. Tomorrow, big auction starting at 10 a.m. That is happening here. Also brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Oh, I'm like Linus when I hit the road. I got to have MyPillow. That's right. You can have yours, too. Best of the best. MyPillow.com. Remember always to use that promo code Scott, up to 50% off on us.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
I'm Sergeant Tim Coughlin with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I've been serving North Dakota citizens on our state highways for the past 8 years. If you want an exciting career with opportunities to specialize in areas such as accident reconstruction or canine handler, join us. We're accepting applications for new state troopers until August 26th. For more information, visit nd.gov/ndhp, Equal Opportunity Employer.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Wrapping up our time with Len Helms. He has to head off to the state capitol. Busy duties as head of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. But we wanted to get Bob's question in. Bob, quick question for Len Helms. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Scott. Thanks for taking my call there, Mr. Helms. I just had a quick question. I'm a veteran, and I'm just curious, is there by any chance...
Is there anybody a chance what?
For armed
security. Gosh, I'm losing you, Bob. Maybe, Manny, you can listen to him and see if you can do it. There's a text here while we're waiting to see if we can get his signal better. How many wells are being fracked due to lease obligations where they have to establish production or they would lose the lease? Asks the texter.
Yeah, great question. We had 58 wells completed in May. And our best estimate is that around half of those were a lease obligation requirement. And so you're looking at in the neighborhood of 29 to 30 wells a month are being completed just to maintain lease obligations. The other half is you know, to maintain cash flow for these companies. They don't like producing the oil at this price, but to some extent they have to.
So bottom line is that's always right. So that wouldn't necessarily be. It's a good thing because it's adding to the activity level when you've got lower prices. But that's always going to be the case that there's going to be some that are going to be coming up on leases that expire. Right.
That's correct. Yep.
Part of the game. We lost our connection to Bob. We'll try and get that question and get it to you, Len, and we'll maybe get an answer next time. How's that sound?
Fantastic. Let's do that.
Good to talk
Thanks,
with
Scott.
You. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much, Len Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Off to a meeting, and Lynn's kind enough to join us once a month and join through those comments. We will, by the way, be talking with lots of folks from the oil and gas industry in the Bakken Rocks Cookfest tour we're taking on. Be in West Hope, North Dakota tomorrow. Come on out. 2 until 4 each day is when the Bakken information sessions are happening. And then 4 until 7 is the free barbecue and all the giveaways and a lot of conversation happens. But those Bakken information sessions are good because you really get a lot of questions answered. So West Hope tomorrow and then Medora on Thursday. So hope you get a chance to take that. And we love our travels. We really do. Not long ago, checking in with our friends at Botno. Thanks to the State Bank of Botno, the folks with strength, stability, and service. Nicholson Aggregate. If you need a foundation, Doug, they'll do it. They'll dig the foundation, they'll pour the concrete, they'll come back, do the landscaping work. Whatever you need, gravel, aggregate, ready-mix, site work, ditch work, road work, septic systems, excavating, they do it. And, of course, our friends at Hefty Seed at Mohall as well, they have that Ag PhD Field Day coming up on Thursday, a week from Thursday, and still some spots left on the bus. It's a free trip down to the Field Day in South Dakota. It's the biggest field day in the country, I guess. Baltic, South Dakota, Ag PhD Field Day. And they have this nice, comfortable 54-passenger bus and leave from Hefty and Mohall in the next week from Wednesday, actually. Tour the Terry Redland Art Center in Watertown on the way to Baltic and then do dinner and hotel rooms covered. And Thursday, the big field day. So it's kind of nice, Brian and Darren Hefty. If you want to take that in, you give the crew there, Charlie and the company, at Hefty Seed in Mohall, call 701-756-7333. All right, what else do we have here in our remaining moments to tackle a couple of calls I didn't get to earlier? Here's a call that actually a call that came in during the break. Roll that one, and then I'll find the text here. Go ahead and roll that, Rev.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from Battle Lake, Minnesota. I was doing a Bible study this morning, and I was reading about Paul and how people feared Paul because he had so much power. And it made me think about how the Democrats are behaving today with their rioting and their ugly words and how they must fear us as well. And their fear is coming out in this chaotic behavior. So it's just one of those things that came on me this morning. I thought I'd share. Have a good day. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Wish their intentions were as pure as Paul's. Unfortunately, I think it's just a power grab trying to get it back. Matthew sends a note, says, Scott, listening to you and the math teacher who called earlier forced me to send a note your way in response. I'm a former educator at the high school and college level in the area of business and ethics. Pay for teachers has long been a discussion that has found no solution. President Bush, over 15 years, moved forward to attempt a performance-based pay system. It was a major failure caused largely due to the broken education system as well as the teacher unions. I love the idea of paying teachers based on performance, but there has been no system to make this happen and will not as long as unions are in the way of progress. The system is built for teaching to the standard with not much room for growth within the profession. That's why I left education. And this issue does not even bring into the discussion how we pay for the increased pay, higher taxes, which would not receive a supporting vote from people. I challenge your math teacher caller to come up with a solution for a system that can reward good teachers as well as funding the pay increase. Yeah, I think, first of all, I think people would be, if, for instance, you said in your community, we're going to increase the performance level and the education level, our students come out, but it's going to cost us X amount more. I think problem with education, you always start with more money. Give us more money. We don't have enough money. Build this. We need some more money. How about some more money? We got to pay people more. I need more money. No. It's not going to work like that because the money goes down a black hole, and it does not work. And, in fact, it's proven in education. So a lot of look at the federal government, what it spent on education, and compare that to the quality of the education to where they're at. It's just not there. But it needs to happen. It absolutely does, as long as there's any doubt about it. Gosh, this was a fun little discussion in Steele, North Dakota today. Hope you come out to Piper's Auction Center of North America in Steele until 5:30. You have some free food and drinks tomorrow for the big auction. We'll see you in West Hope for the Cook Fest tomorrow. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Summertime is here. That means a trip to hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will make every day better for you. Vince Webker's with us. And, Vince, these splash pools are hot right now. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've been carrying them, Scott, since 1997. They first came to the United States from Italy in 86, where they're produced in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the world's only above-ground pool that's used commercially all over the world. They're that good. The great thing for you, the homeowner, is it will last forever. It's easy to set up because it's easy to set up. If you ever move, you can take it with you. You can sell it, so it turns into an excellent resale value. And almost every single person who's bought a splash pool over the last 20 years absolutely says it's the best thing we've ever done.
That sounds like the ticket, folks. And I tell you what, summer will be better. Every day will be better with a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, and Minot, too. Or find them online at HotSpringND.com. That's HotSpringND.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.